From PRI, Public Radio International, welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. On this week's program, we journey to the 15th century for a program of music from Cyprus. We're spending some quality time with music that was very nearly lost when it caught fire. We'll be exploring a beautiful book that contains a large and slightly mysterious collection of sacred and secular 15th century music. Our featured release is Telemann, the Concerti en Suite, a 2018 recording from Tempesta di Mare. Music of Telemann, played by Tempesta di Mare. The Turin National University Library holds a manuscript of music which, for the purposes of our broadcast, we'll refer to as the Amazing Cypriot Manuscript, for reasons that will become clear. The library suffered a terrible fire in 1904, losing thousands of books and manuscripts. Good thing that our Amazing Cypriot Manuscript, which got caught in the fire, was made of parchment and not paper, don't you think? Even with serious fire damage, it's a stunningly beautiful visual object. The music in the manuscript comprises both sacred and secular music, divided into sections by the type of piece. So all the chant is together, all the ballades together, all the motets together, etc. It's by far the largest corpus of late medieval courtly songs surviving in a single source. Amazing. Who composed this music? We don't know for sure. Recent evidence suggests that all 334 works in the manuscript are the compositions of one Jean Hanel, which would certainly put Guillaume de Machaut's complete works, and not to mention Dufay's or Landini's, in a somewhat different perspective. Unlike in some very helpful medieval manuscripts, none of the pieces is ascribed. Who compiled the music? Where? And why? Again, we don't know for sure. A number of different hands contributed to the manuscript, and scholars propose that Hanel supervised a group of copyists. Evidence suggests that it might have been copied in Brescia for a patron who, for some reason, never received it. Or one could easily imagine that, for instance, when Catherine de Bourbon moved to Cyprus to marry King Janus I in 1411 and took musicians with her, someone compiled a book of music for them to use there and sent it to her as a wedding present. Somehow it got from Italy to Cyprus and back to Italy. And here's something to ponder. The manuscript shows no traces of use. All very mysterious. Saint Hilarion was a monk who saved Cyprus from the Arabs. You can still visit the 10th century Saint Hilarion Castle in northern Cyprus. The Amazing Cypriot Manuscript has music devoted to Hilarion that on the page looks similar to lots of other chant, but the St. Hilarion music helps to place the manuscript in Cyprus, whether or not it was compiled there. Let's listen to some chant for St. Hilarion, interpreted by two different ensembles.
Thank you.
We heard the Scola Antiqua of Chicago, directed by Michael Anderson, performing the Alleluia Ave Sancte Hilarion from their 2010 Discantus recording, taken from a live concert, West Meets East, Sacred Music of the Torino Codex. By Torino Codex, we mean the amazing Cypriot manuscript that we mentioned before. We also heard Alexander Lingas directing Capella Romana in a chant for St. Hilarion from their 2015 release, Cyprus, Between Greek East and Latin West. Two different interpretations of music from the same section of the same book, one clearly more influenced by the Byzantine tradition that would have been native to Cyprus. And what if those same singers encountered French 14th century polyphony? Listen to the ensemble Grand de la Voix taking that approach, singing a chant, then a motet, from the amazing Cypriot manuscript, appealing to wisdom incarnate to teach us prudence and the way of the wise people.
Yeah.
The motet O Sapientia Incarnata, Nos Demoramur was performed by Grain de la Voix with the director Bjorn Schmelzer on their 2015 Glossa recording Jean Hanel, Cypriot Vespers. Back to the very basic question of what the music might sound like. The amazing Cypriot manuscript contains a song that gives us a seriously tantalizing hint. The piece is a double ballade, rather unusual poetic form, and it's nearly 8 minutes long, though in the manuscript all the music and all the words amazingly fit on less than half of one side of a parchment. Surrender your ears as the singer, viol, and lute sensuously intertwine in complex rhythms. At the end of each of the three verses of this ballade, you'll hear the words parfaitement sans oublier, perfectly and without fail. Here are the lyrics of the first two verses. Singing loudly and joyfully with a clear, accurate, and polished voice never entitles a person to call themselves a musician, whatever anyone may tell them, unless they know all about the harmony of music, which must be praised through proper artistry and symphonious sounds perfectly and without fail. Sweetness of expression, softness achieved with great skill, no harsh raising of the voice on any account. Such things distinguish a person who has real feeling for the melody, knows and performs it well, as though it were their loyal sweetheart, perfectly and without fail.
Thank you.
That was the ensemble La Mora from their 2006 recording Fleur de Beauté on the Ramé label. Coming up, do we really have any idea what this music is supposed to sound like? Our playlists, podcasts, and archived episodes are online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. Harmonia is a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Welcome back. The amazing Cypriot manuscript is the only source of a whole repertory of music, and not one of the 334 pieces in it is found anywhere else, at least not so far. The musical notation tells us how various notes relate to one another in pitch and time, just like our own musical notation, but interestingly, there's no indication of how fast to go, or, in other words, how long the piece should last. Another thing left to our creative judgment is the scoring of the music. All voices? Voices and instruments? All instruments? Here are a couple of ideas for performance of a motet for Christmas. There are two texts heard simultaneously, one about the newborn child, the other about mortal man.
Thank you.
We heard the motet Hodie Puer Nascitur, Homo Mortalis Firmiter, performed first by the ensemble Project Ars Nova from their 1991 New Albion Records disc Island of St. Hilarion, and then by Paul Van Nevel directing the ensemble Las Huelgas from their 1983 Pavane Records LP called Les Anciens Cypriotes pour l'Avant, or The Cypriot O Antiphons. The Philadelphia-based Baroque Orchestra Tempesta de Mare has made it a major part of their mission to perform and record rediscovered works alongside classics from the standard repertoire. Their 2018 recording, Telemann, the Concerti en Suite, plays right into that mission, featuring some lesser-known works of 18th-century German composer Georg Philipp Telemann, including this chamber concerto, reconstructed by Tempesta de Mare co-director Richard Stone.
Thank you.
We heard music by Georg Philipp Telemann, performed by Tempesta di Mare, from their 2018 recording Telemann, the Concerti en Suite. Want more? Our Harmonia podcasts are online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Wendy Gillespie. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.
PRI, Public Radio International.